That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Before we start today's show, you guys should know we do an exclusive episode just for subscribers of the Gas Digital Network. That's right, our Friday episode is exclusively for subscribers, so not only do you get over 1,000 episodes that are ad-free, uncensored, and not available anywhere else in the world, but you also get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every single week.
If you want to try out the network, use the promo code RAP, R-A-P, today. You get a 7-day free trial. If you like it, keep it and get access to the archives, uncensored episodes, ad-free, and again, that bonus episode once a week.
Plus extra member benefits like access to the Racist live chat and discounts on tickets to live events. The brand new Gas Digital Network. So go to gasdigital.com or download the apps for both Apple and Android.
Fill her up.
You're listening to the Gas Digital Network.
It's the Real Ass Podcast. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez.
We're from Rattlesnake, Real Ass Dude, Ultimate Minority, Joan Jett of Comedy. I got a lot of names.
International Superstar Zach D'Amico.
How you doing, buddy?
He's funny. He's a psycho. He's a real ass dude.
I was double-teaming this chick with her husband. Now he's selling coke in heaven.
Are you fucking ready, motherfuckers?
It's the only real podcast left out there.
Ayo, God. This is crazy.
What's up, boys? Sucking on that screw.
Woo!
In honor of Ian Fidance.
Yes.
Yeah, we're here. It's your boy, Louis J. Gomez. I am the king of things. He is the international superstar, Zach D'Amico.
Good morning, buddy.
Coming in like a freako.
Feeling good.
Good, man. I'm very excited about today's show. It is a Real Ass Podcast. It is a Wednesday. I'm already pretty stoned. Took 275 milligrams of edibles. You take edibles? DSJ?
I'm off everything now.
Off everything. You look very clean.
Thank you. Last time I was here, I was a blimp.
You were a blimp.
Ari called me Orson Swells.
That's solid. It's a good joke. Two incredible guests. They are white. That's always nice. We like when we get two white guests in to celebrate white power and the white the white race. Mm-hmm. White people have done such great stuff for the world, and you guys are not celebrated anymore unless you're like a Trump fucking supporting, fucking flag waving, fucking MAGA guy.
Yeah.
You can't, and I'm not that. So nobody's celebrating white accomplishments anymore except those people. That's not what I am.
Yeah.
I am genuinely saying white people are some of the best people in the fucking world.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I need my flowers.
Yeah, honestly, you really do. Dude. You guys don't fucking, you don't get enough. Ladies and gentlemen, you know him and love him from being Ian with Jordan. Ladies and gentlemen, Ian Fidance back on the show.
Hi, everybody. Hello.
What's going on? Hi.
Hi.
Former bi guy, Ian Fidance.
Yes. Full-time bi guy.
Full-time bi guy.
Yes.
And also he has a brand new special.
Yeah.
That is it officially out?
No, it's coming out. Oh.
No, I'm not talking about you.
Oh, I have a special coming out.
No, no, your special's not.
I thought you were excited.
Not for another month and a half.
He literally shared my special link today. Like, he knows I have a special out.
He knows who we're promoting. But Ian is such a narcissist that he has to take all of the love. We were talking about your special.
Yes.
And it is coming out in a month and a half.
Yes.
And you should go watch your special. But that's not what we're talking about.
I need this, bro.
We're talking.
I need this.
Take a moment right now if you're watching this live or if you're watching it on YouTube when it comes out in a few days. Just take a moment right now and go click over to Dan St. Germain on YouTube. He has a special called Dance Fatty Dance. Dan St. Germain, one of the funniest comics that I know, has been in the business a long time, and
you
should
brother.
Be supporting him. If you guys like stand-up comedy, and if you're listening to the show, you likely do. Go support it. Just give him a click right now. Even just take a moment while you're watching the show. Just click over for a second. Watch it later. Save it for later. But give him that fucking view. Give him that like. Put a comment on it.
Thank you.
let him know that you heard him on the Real Ass Podcast, because DSG
brother.
Is the fucking man.
Thank
and
you, man.
I'm glad that you're here doing great things. Either way, let's get our plugs right out of the way. I just want to get them done, and then we can just jump into the show, because we have a long show, a lot of fun stuff to talk about on today's show. Ian, what are you plugging on?
I am plugging my website, ianfidance.com, for all my dates. April 5th and 6th, I'm at the Creek in the Cave. May 5th,
the Creek in the Cave
at the Hollywood Improv for Netflix is a Joke Festival. May 5th, come on out to that. It's going to be very fun. IanFidance.com. Coming up, Chicago Zanies, Tulsa, bunch of stuff. I'm very excited. And my special, Ian Fidance Being Free. It's coming out in April, youtube.com/BeanIanPod. It's coming out on the podcast YouTube page, and I'm really excited. Thank you.
Very cool. Ian, support him. Yeah. DSG, besides your amazing special, anything else you want to plug?
No, just, you know, Dance Fatty Dance on my Instagram, Dance H Made. Follow, join my YouTube, too. So check that out.
Very
and
cool.
I'm on Wrestle Roasts. It's a wrestling podcast.
Love it. Zach Amico.
I'm on the road with Lewis coming up.
Zach Amico coming in like a freako. We got some live stuff coming up. I'm very excited. This weekend, I'll be in East Providence, Rhode Island with Scott Chaplin, March 14th through 16th. Tickets are going fast. Grab those tickets now. I promise you right now, these shows are going to sell out. Sold out my first weekend of the tour last weekend, so yeah. I'm very excited. I feel like it's only going up from here. Then I'm at the Vogel with Zach Amico and Scott Chaplin and a few other special guests as well on March 22nd. That's Red Bank, New Jersey. March 23rd, Pottstown, PA at Soul Joel's. Then my birthday weekend. This is going to fucking sell out as well. Grab tickets early for this. Thursday night, we have a live Real Ass Podcast on March 28th. Then the 29th and the 30th, we're doing stand-up shows. Zach is one of the special guests. A lot of the Philly boys are coming out. Naeem, Butterly.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to be a fucking blast, guys. So come out, grab those tickets early, because it's a really small room. These are tiny little rooms. I'm punk rock, baby boys. I could do theaters easily, but I would much rather sell out little tiny rooms.
Yeah. Take less money.
Yeah, why would I want more money? That'd be crazy.
Yeah, this is crazy.
Then I got St. Louis coming up, San Diego coming up, Denver, Lafayette, Louisiana, Tacoma. Spokane.
Great heroin.
Spokane? I don't think you're supposed
to.
Spokane.
I think you say Spokane, they get pissed.
Everyone there looks like they just got out of the hospital.
Junkies. it is Tacoma and Spokane. It's like,
yeah. But Spokane was the strain of cocaine Lewis' dad sold.
Make sure you guys subscribe to the new Gas Digital. We have a brand new platform where you guys get a bonus episode of the Real Ass Podcast every week. Our Friday episode is just for subscribers. Plus, there's over 1,000 episodes that are not available anywhere else on the internet. The entire on-demand library. We're talking about every comic that you've ever fucking loved has been on the show multiple times. So you can go into the archives and just search all of your favorite comics and see their appearances on Real Ass Podcast, Legion of Skanks, and all the other shows here on the network. Yeah, it's ad-free, uncensored, if you hate the fucking YouTube censorship. Mm-hmm. And me and Ian were just talking about how Instagram is fucking just fucking him directly in the ass, and not the way that he likes it.
Not in a good way.
No. Make sure you guys subscribe to Gas Digital. There's never been a better time to subscribe. The platform's been great. The apps have been great. Lots of new features always being worked on and added. And the more subscribers we have, the easier it is to add those features. So make sure you guys do subscribe. It does help us out. Use the promo code RAP at GasDigital.com. Actually, use the promo code RAP14. 14-day free trial right now, folks.
Nice.
14-day free trial right now, folks. Shout out to everyone in the racist live chat right now. Crackpot Whisper says old people hate China and TikTok. Runaway Slav says plug time over. Chop, chop. Thank you, Runaway Slav. I appreciate that. Dirty Cash says Lewis needed 2 minutes for himself. What the fuck? What do people get so mad about plug times? Who cares?
You gotta get.
I'm not. It's not like I'm taking away from the rest of the show. We gotta promote some shit.
Most of you guys are listening to this for free.
Well, these people right now in the chat that are complaining, specifically these people, are not listening for free.
And
they hate it. They're like,
they're
we pay for
funny.
So here's
that is true.
There's a fine line because they're like, dude, we pay for an ad-free podcast, and you just spent 3 minutes advertising.
Yeah, but actually, I've pulled my support.
It's not, dude. People are gonna watch the thing, Dan. Okay, don't pander. It's not an ad.
Please likey me, I love you, long time comedy.
I'll take my shirt off.
They Dude, we have to get our plugs out. We have to tell you where we're at. And we want to see you there.
A lot of the subscribers as well. You know, we have a lot of people that subscribe. It's not just the fucking few hundred people that are watching this. The vast, vast majority of people watch it on demand. A lot of these people do want to see us live. So we got to promote the fucking, you know, the live shows. I understood that you fucking cunt bag crackpot whisper, you're not going to come see me live. Yeah. I get it. You're going to just sit here and tell me you hate me and tell me you want me to die every day in the chat. And I have to read it out loud because you pay. And I do. And I do. But don't fucking complain if we spend a few minutes plugging some shit.
You know? And it's the worst when you like do plug and you do put it out and you're like, I'm going to be here. And you're like, okay, I think I did a good enough job. I hate this promotion stuff. And then like you're done the gig and the next day someone's like, when are you coming to the town?
Oh my God, dude.
In? And you're like,
the worst is there'll be somebody be like, dude, when are you coming? And they'll name a town like 10 times. And then you announce that town and they go, dude, I got fucking work that night.
Yeah.
A Thursday night?
It's some guy was like, dude, he was like, what the fuck? He wasn't being shitty. He was being nice, right? He was like, dude, I really wish I can come see you. Must have been Philly or somewhere. He was like, I'm really broke. I can't. And then I was like, dude, I was like, hit me up. I got you. I'll get you tickets. Right? And then he hit me up with a DM and he was like, dude, he was like, no, he's like, it's not that. He was like, I can't afford my car payment. I can't afford my rent. He's like, my life is falling apart. I can't laugh for an hour and a half. I need to go beg for money.
Man, he sounds like a future Dan St. Germain fan.
And I'll take him.
And I'll take him.
Oh, fuck, dude. So what happened? Actually, let's see what we're up against. What are we up against today, Shannon?
Can I hold that?
What do you want to hold? With your butthole?
Yeah. Can I sit on that?
What are we up against today, Shannon?
In 1781, Uranus was discovered.
Oh, my anus was discovered.
Yep.
Are you fucking kidding me?
That's an old ass.
That's what's up, nigga. 1781. What do they have? A telescope?
Yes.
When was the telescope invented? That's a crazy thing.
Interesting.
If you would have said the telescope, and the only reason I know it was invented in like a crazy time was because there's like old like images and shit of like a fucking like a wizard looking through a telescope up in the sky. You have a long ass beard. You see like tapestries and paintings and castles and shit of some fucking Merlin looking bitch looking through a telescope.
Technically, this is a telescope right here.
Really?
Mm-hmm. No, I don't know.
It's also an anus.
That's good. So I showed my son this, by the way. I was like, look through that, and he's like, what? I was like, look, it's a butt taking a poop under a toilet.
Fucking loved it.
Remember that one?
Wow.
Remember that one as a kid?
I showed him. That.
Lost his mind. Fucking loving it, dude. Yeah. Just out there.
Have you taught him this one yet?
No. This is a pussy, James. You want to see what an open pussy looks like? It's fucking crazy. I did think about it. When I did that one, I was like, he's not old enough for the open pussy yet.
Ian Sandusky parenting skills.
Sit on my lap. I want to show you a pussy.
I mean, there's also
turn your butt to your pussy.
Oh, remember, I forgot about this. I'll show him this. I would show him this one.
Dear James, want to see what a pussy looks like? He just takes out a mirror.
Remember this one? You put that right down there.
What?
You didn't do that one.
I've never done that.
In school, you hold it right.
Is that China's clit? I'm not sure what that is.
I don't know.
It looks like a little dick. Hold on.
Oh, shit.
Oh, shit. That
Lewis, put your dick away.
Take my pecker out.
Oh, my God. That looks like a pee-pee.
It's so much bigger than I thought.
Whoa. I didn't know they could get that big.
That is life size.
Wow.
To my dick. That's what my dick
looks like.
I'd pull it out.
It really does.
I'd pull it out, right? Well, yanking it down.
Oh, dude, that looks like a
dick. By the way, this is going to be a gift.
I can feel Ian's mouth water.
This is
going to
be a gift.
Oh, my God.
I do the job with a hot dog.
Now, it looks like a penis. Lewis, let me see. Does it taste like a penis?
It does look like I am pulling my stretched tiny dick out.
It really is.
So I would teach my son that one. That's a solid one.
I would say that's the worst one to
teach. You think that's bad? That one's pretty great. He'll get in trouble.
Exposing yourself.
He'll get in trouble.
I got in trouble for sticking my finger through the fly.
Whoa.
You ever do that?
Oh, never mind. Sorry.
I got in trouble for pinning down this jogger. We're like, you should have been in trouble for that.
What'd you get in trouble for, Ian? I'm sorry.
You ever undo your fly and stick your finger out of it?
Yeah, we
understand the concept.
Yeah, I mean, that's what I just did, technically.
I know, and I got in a lot of trouble for it.
How'd you get in trouble for it?
Some kid told on me, and then I...
Fucking rat.
I was grounded for a week.
I got in trouble one time because I was in the ninth grade, and I was hanging out with a girl that I ended up losing my virginity to, Kristen Welsh, plus Alyssa Riccardelli, John Hickey.
It's a hot name, my, Alyssa Riccardelli.
Alyssa Riccardelli, she was cute. I mean, you know, look, she's fine. she might be listening. She's fine. She's a fucking, you know, she's cute enough. She was a cute chick, Italian broad.
Sounds like the wife of a Jersey boy.
No, she was a fucking, she was a cute chick, but, you know, definitely not, she was like a nerdy bitch.
And, I don't know, just like an Italian name sounds hot.
Well, sure, fine. She was Elizabeth she was a, she was an Italian bitch. And we were hanging out at the
mall.
I just
want to fuck because her name has deli in it.
So I was at the mall, and I was on the Nanuet Mall, and I was on the second floor, and they were on the bottom. And my buddy John Hickey was running around with his mouth open. Well, I just pretended to jerk off like that. I was like doing that, like just being funny, right? But my dick was away. I didn't actually have my dick out. So they ended up kicking us out of the mall, and then Kristen Welsh's parents picked us up, or her mom picked us up, and then the security just told her mom that I got kicked out of the mall for simulating masturbation, but her mom was adult, so she didn't know what simulating meant. She just thought I was jerking off in the mall, so she was, like, fucking furious. And I remember, like, fucking Kristen Welsh looking out the back window as her mom drove away because they left me at the mall.
That's the beginning of Mystic River.
It's like Jenny and Forrest Gump.
Forrest driving away.
It was pretty wild.
Dude, I saw a thing the other day that was saying that Forrest Gump has a Baphomet on his necklace, or excuse me, one of his badges, and that when Jenny gives him the thumbs up, he gives it back. But then he also points his other finger down and does the Baphomet pose.
No
what's
way.
What's Baphomet?
Satan. Like the devil. The Satan with tits and a dick.
I didn't know that.
You know, like the like drawing of Satan where he's got big tits and a dick.
Yeah, the thing that a lot of black Twitter thinks is the reason why trans is a huge thing now.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it's like a legit thing.
The devil? Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah. It's not black Twitter.
Can we?
The truth.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can we? Is that true? Really is like this.
I saw a video of it. He is doing that. I think he also, it's not on purpose.
Is there a theory that he's a devil, which is why he's in so many?
Wow.
Whoa. Those are tits? No, I just thought the devil was like jacked.
The devil would have big, beautiful, supple tits that would make you want to suck on him. Know, but God damn it, devil.
You want to come down here, do bad things, and suck on him?
Yeah, the devil either looks like a hot lady or like Ian.
No, it's Ian's face with a hot lady tits. I'm telling you right now. And they're so, the tits are so nice.
What a conundrum.
The tits are so nice that you literally are mesmerized by them and you have to suck on Ian's tits.
And then you're like,
yeah, that's just it.
Dude, horrific face.
One of the funniest scenes in anything that I've ever watched, I think. All right, let's take a quick moment and thank Send It Subs for supporting today's show. We love Send It Subs, really the most American supplement company out there. So if you guys love the good old US of A, you're going to love Send It Subs. And you really want to stay on top of your game by having the best products, best supplements in the world. And Send It Subs has exactly that. But I really want to talk about their dippable pre-workout, because nobody likes shaker cups, and nobody wants to worry about having the jitters and having to go to the bathroom during a workout. Their dippable pre-workout pouches are incredible.
Yep. Founded from a fire base in Syria, Send It contains 8 pouches per tin, patriotically packed with 300 milligrams of caffeine per pouch. The best part, no water, no bathroom breaks. They're made right here in the good old US of A using only the finest all-American ingredients. And it's for anybody that uses caffeine to accomplish their goals. Teachers, cops, firefighters, shift workers, any and all hardworking Americans.
All you got to do right now is go to senditsups.com. That's senditsups.com. And use the promo code REAL for a special discount. That's promo code REAL at senditsups.com. All right, where were we? And I watched it again last night. That's why I'm remembering it right now. But it's a scene from Rick and Morty. Do you guys watch Rick and Morty at all?
Yeah, I watched the first 4 seasons. It's awesome.
Yeah, it's in season 3. You never watch Rick and Morty? Mm-hmm. I'm jealous because it's so funny. Like, it's so clever. Great. You'll binge it. It's really great, like, just to fucking sit by yourself. Yeah, and I started watching it with my son. And it was an
episode. Great writing.
It was an episode where, It was Morty's Mind Melders. I think that's the one it's called. Or
I think I know that one. Yeah,
it's the one where it's a clip episode, And it's an episode where Rick, the grandfather, has erased a lot of Morty's memories. So he brings him to a room where he has all these crystals with Morty's memories that he puts on a helmet to show him what he's erased. But then he has them color-coded based off of things that the grandpa, like stupid things the grandpa did. So he would also erase those things as well. But there was one thing that he erased. Morty, the teenager, is using a level to make a picture straight or whatever. And he's like, you're using a level that's like fucking ridiculous. Actually, can you try to find the scene? Shannon, why am I even talking? We have a platform. We could just show it. I'm not going to do it justice. Try to find the Rick and Morty level scene. L-E-V-E-L scene. It's so fucking good. I'm not going to do it justice. And I think it just really tickled my fucking dick.
It's up there, man, with like Old Simpsons.
No, Old Simpsons, really? South Park. Like in terms of how funny.
Yeah, it's
really. Like actually legitimately laugh out loud funny, unquestionably.
I feel like I've tried to watch it. I just don't. Yeah, this is it. I just don't like it.
What did you find out? We're partners, I guess, and we fight aliens like Men in Black.
Men in Black, Men in Black. I have Men in Black 2 in here.
So you get the general idea.
Not just quite. Fast forward until he's using the level.
String of callbacks.
All right.
Right here, perfect.
Your shelf level or not?
And if I say yes,
rewind.
You want your shelf?
What are you doing?
You want your shelf level or not?
And if I say yes, you're going to provide that for me with that?
Yes. See the bubble?
I'm familiar with the bubble, Morty. I also dabble in precision. And if you think you can even
pause
approach it with your...
So he's like a super scientist, like to like a god level, knows how to like time travel, can like, you know, like, so that's the idea.
It's how Dan Harmon thinks of himself.
Yes.
No, I'm serious. That's like what, how it's
But this
designed,
was originally a parody of
Back to the Future.
Back to the Future. Doc and Morty, Rick and Morty. Doc and Morty, Rick and Morty.
But it's just a drunk guy who's a genius, which is like Dan.
Yeah.
Okay.
So good.
Sad naked caveman eyeball and a bubble of fucking air. You're the reason this species is a failure, and it makes me angry.
You're drunk.
You want to put up a shelf? Put up a shelf. You want to experience true level? Do you?
Yes. All right, come on.
This made me laugh so hard.
Wow, it's so... Oh my God. Oh, Christ.
True level, bitch.
Come on, leaving for school.
Everything's crooked. Real-ass
poison. Go to school, Summer. I'll go in Morty's memory and do a little...
What a show, man. I've seen that scene six times. It fucking really gets me. Anyway, I'm super stoned right now. It reminded me if Ian had beautiful tits and I couldn't not suck. That's where my mind went. Like
you're
his tits are so
away, you're crying.
Yeah.
Dude, you should have like a Patreon number where if you get a number of patrons, you get tits.
Oh. No, Steve-O's actually doing that.
No.
Really?
Yeah, Steve-O's supposed to get a breast implant, right?
Shut up.
Wait, he's already rich.
No, he's just a psycho. That was like a thing that he's doing.
He's going to get tits once he gets a certain amount of patrons.
I don't know if it's patrons or just fucking, I think the end of Jackass 6 or whatever. It's like the final scene. But I think
what if Steve-O transitioned? He's like...
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up? This is the male to female.
Steva?
Gender's a construct.
This is cutting your dick off.
This is dilating for every day for the rest of my life.
Shannon, I mean, goddamn it, the ADD is strong on this one. What year did they build the telescope?
And I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
What are you talking about?
What the hell are you talking about?
I think they invented it.
Marijuana affects the memory.
Let's guess. So, all right. So, look, right? Check this out.
Uh-huh.
They have that one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sailors and shit and pirates. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm assuming at least 1492 when Columbus sailed the ocean blue, he pulled out one of those. I think that's same technology.
People we can rape.
Yeah. Egads.
I wonder what they look like without hands.
Don't be assholes, guys. First of all, this is some white guy shit. I give you guys credit at the beginning of the show because you guys do a lot of great shit. Mm-hmm. One of the things was discovering this savage land and bringing some sort of levity to it.
Yes.
Okay.
No, Columbus. Look, man, he did what he had to do. If he didn't
Jesus
do it,
Christ.
Someone else.
Do you know
would.
What this... I never get more Italian than when
I hear people say Indigenous Peoples Day instead of Columbus Day.
Oh, that's infuriating. Yeah.
I am straight Sopranos.
Do you know what these
there
people...
There should be an Indigenous Peoples Day.
It was though. A great explorer.
What we did to those people is, like, Hitler modeled the Holocaust after what we did to the Indians.
Dougie, let me...
Like, Hitler thought,
oh
like...
Oh, my God.
And if only
oh
he was as good as us.
Oh, my God.
You're really alienating some of his subscribers. Sorry.
What a fag. What a fag.
He's
gay. He likes dick. He is black. Nuts, dude. What a homo. Dude, do you know?
I'm sorry, you have to crack a few eggs to make a civilized omelet.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, Jesus.
The Western omelet. Doggy, I'm telling you right now, those
wait,
Indians,
why is there an eagle feather in my Western omelet?
Those Indians were savages.
No, they weren't.
They weren't all savages.
They weren't all savages.
I said they weren't all savages.
Yeah, they were.
Let me say this.
There's different
there's
tribes.
Some savages.
If
they're good for drinking and making your jewelry.
There's Indians and there's Indias.
Listen to me. Do you know what these people would have done?
Oh, jeez.
Bro.
If Columbus
were on a good streak with just Rick and Morty.
If Columbus would have come off the fucking Santa Maria and he
and what were the other two?
The Nina and the Pinta.
Okay.
Okay. If he would have come off the Santa Maria, that was his. Okay, I'm assuming, because that one sounds the most prestige. That's like sounds like a beautiful boat. I feel like there'd be a fucking Ian like a mermaid, a mermaid on the front of it with big beautiful tits like Ian's tits, like just like a fucking sculpture of one. But no, if he would have just been like, oh hey, what's up? Let's be friends. They would have fucking shot an arrow into his Italian forehead. Facts, doggy. It was war. This is a different time, dude. 1492.
I want to get a boat with Ian with tits on it.
So me as a mermaid bad. On the
dude. If I ever buy a boat, I'm naming it Ian's tits. I swear to God. And I might get a boat one day.
I shall sail the Fidans through the glory holes of yore.
I'm just saying, dude. Like they
not
had...
the first gas digital purchase that says SS on it.
Look, I'm just telling you that the Indians weren't down
let me,
to
let
be
me tell
friends.
You, whatever they were, whatever they weren't, what
and
we did to those
Indians,
people was
these...
the greatest crime in the history of time.
I guess.
I love Native American culture and history what we did to them. Even dude, we were sterilizing women up until the 70s. Native American women, like what we did.
Oh my God!
Never mind. Forget it.
That's the sound when they do it.
Next.
I thought that was the beginning of that's the sound of the police.
Next. Number 43.
That they actually, you know what they did to these poor fucking people? They put their children in boarding schools and separated them if they were brother or sister or whatever. It was all boys, all girls, and they took away their names and gave them numbers to destroy their culture.
I know that Ian only gets his news from Instagram memes. So
that's not true.
I bet you.
Go to my
Amazon
Prime. Look up John Trudel. I listen to Native American hymn music. There's a lot of
John Trudel.
John Trudel.
Sounds delicious.
Yeah. I'm going to play some right now.
No, stop playing. I don't care about it.
Okay, fine. Sorry.
Stop.
Let's play another Rick
Relax.
And Morty clip.
Relax.
Sorry, I'm getting a little catty.
You're getting a little catty.
You're getting
a little catty, fatty.
I have a
connection.
You're
wearing Indian jewelry.
Yeah, alcoholism.
No, these aren't, these people, this is the time, now you have to understand what was going on here, okay?
Uh-huh.
So let's say there was were you doing an Indian impression? Yeah.
Runs with black cock in ass.
She filled up too much. Yeah. She come runneth over.
So
brother tips hooker in change.
I don't know what the tribes were like. I can't give you, but Shannon, pull up a map of Native American tribes and how it was broken down, right? They have their own societies, their own languages, their own everything. There was no United States of America. This is a giant, massive piece of mm-hmm. fucking land. Mm-hmm. What were the Indians going to do with it? It reminds me when Steve Jobs went into Xerox mm-hmm. and he noticed that they had bitmap technology. Mm-hmm. And this is a company that was making fucking copy machines, right? They weren't doing anything with the bitmap technology. So Steve Jobs stole that technology and changed the fucking world with it. Changed the world. Christopher Columbus
And then he called Rob Schneider and said, I have a sketch that's going to change your career.
Christopher Columbus came in and he set us off on a trajectory that the Puerto Rican rattlesnake is sitting right here at this table right now, doing the greatest goddamn podcast in the fucking world.
If he didn't do it, someone else would have eventually.
Exactly.
It's a part of life. It's a part of history. It's a part of what's going to happen moving forward in place. It happens.
Like, I just feel like this is the footage they're going to show me before I go to hell.
No, it's fine, dude.
I'm going to suckle on my fat tits.
Just Satan playing, playing with her own tits.
You should have defended him more, Dan.
Welcome to eternity, Dan.
Yeah. It's me and Kevin Nealon from Little Nicky.
Here when there was only one voice on the podcast.
Look, it would happen, but it's stamping them out completely.
Way more than I thought.
First of all, I had no idea how many states were named after. And cars, Cherokee.
Everything is
fine. Are we going to cancel Cherokee now?
Not saying that, asshole.
No red Cherokees. I think that's fucking get them off the market.
Yeah.
Dude, I want to buy a red Cherokee now.
Do it.
As a secret
years ago, they don't get a cut.
Dog whistle the racism.
Do they get a cut? I don't think so.
Chickasaw.
Dude, if you look into the history of some of these tribes or just Native Americans as a whole, it is so beautiful and enriching and nice. And their relationship with the land and nature. That's like one of the reasons why we stamped them out is because nature.
They were savages.
The reason we stamped them out was because they had such spiritual ties to the earth and the environment, and we needed those minerals. We needed what was in the ground.
So
and they wouldn't allow which is why we got rid of them.
What a faggy.
So that we could expand.
That didn't happen. Let me explain to you guys.
Yes, it did.
No, it didn't.
That did. Mostly it was what happened.
No, it's not. No.
Yes, what happened then?
95% of what happened.
Yeah,
we
needed their land.
Stop. Uh-huh. You think that we came over and we were all going to be friends until we wanted to take rocks out of the earth, and then the Indians said, no, you can't take our rocks, and that's what caused all the fighting? Or you don't think that it was just fucking multiple? These Indians were savages to each other. They would murder each other. They would spear each other.
I think it's like all the above.
Don't you fucking shake your head. You're going to tell me that there weren't warring tribes, that the Minkatoos weren't fucking with the Cherokees?
Let me tell you. Let's look at that land in the guise of now. If you went to the Bronx, you'd be like, look at these savages warring with each other.
Wait a minute.
Guise of Now is a magazine.
I'm not co-signing on Ian anymore. I'm not co-signing on Ian.
But
Ian, I'm hearing what you're saying. All right, I'm understanding now. Speaking my language.
He's got a monocle and a pipe.
But then if you go to like Chattanooga, a more civilized area, you'll see, whoa, these people get along. They're not all savages.
So you're saying there was some savage tribes.
There were some tribes,
but then there was some tribes that were sweet as pie.
The majority of them.
Sweet as pie.
Sweet as pie.
That's how the cannibals describe
it. Sweetest pie you could ever want it.
Silent fucking killer, amigo.
The cannibal tribes would describe the other.
Sweetest pie is my Indian name.
Oh, fuck, dude. Shannon, can you fact check this? Were most of the Indians sweet as pie?
And what year was the telescope invented?
I'm going 1433.
But it's easier to go, they were all savages. We had to kill them or else we would have been killed so that we can.
Not all Native Americans were peaceful. Despite myths to the contrary. I love how Google is telling you, like, no, don't listen to whatever fucking actual bisexual man that comes onto your podcast. Don't listen to it because he has
that's the worst superhero I've ever heard of. Actual bisexual man.
Actual bisexual man.
He's got some gay thoughts. It's been confirmed. Okay? My assumption is in 1492... that most, not only just the natives, when you were dealing with a person from fucking Europe, people were savages. They would kill each other, dude. You would duel and fucking kill each other.
We have evolved
fight.
Quite a bit in the last couple
of years. Don't tell me that these,
but
for the time.
We really did a number on these motherfuckers.
Yeah. I believe that we did a number on them, and I'm not saying that
buffalo.
We should have done a number, but I'm just
think
saying.
About what we even did to the buffalo, dude.
How many casino gigs do you have lined up?
If anything, I should be anti-Native American because I lost so much money in Vegas and I got locked out of my car.
Shannon, what? What?
That's can right. Can we get I got some of those texts, by the way. They were dark.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, got, we're in a group chat. And
I got some of those, like, oh, yeah. Ian bottoming out in Las Vegas texts.
Yeah.
And then he lost a bunch of money.
Shannon, give me some more information about these. What percentage of them were peaceful? I don't believe any of them were.
I can tell you the most peaceful.
Please.
They're called the Hopi, H-O-P-I, and they still live in villages in northeastern Arizona. There was only one instance of massacre. One village called permitted Spanish missionaries to
come
into their village.
One instance, by the way, in the most peaceful tribe. They only have one instance of full-blown massacring.
Every group of people has its, you know, highs and lows, right? High spots, low spots.
Where were the Hopis from?
Arizona.
Yeah, they're currently in Arizona. But it says that one village called the Awatovi permitted Spanish missionaries to come into their village and baptize people. The other villages banded together and slaughtered all the adults of the Awatovi for allowing that to happen.
Including the Hopis.
Yes.
And the Hopis were down. They were like, yeah, we got to fucking... And by the way, they didn't... Can I tell you something? They don't have, like, modern weapons, dude. You were being murdered with rocks, sharpened rocks.
Oh, yeah.
It's...
Rough way to go.
It's particularly savage.
Can I also say something?
If I'm from fucking Europe at that time, dude, I have a cannon.
May I also say something?
That is a civilized way to slaughter
a
people.
A common...
You're like finding the white supremacist way. Like it's, like, amazing. It's, no, like, dude. An Olympic...
It is.
It's
it
an
is,
Olympic
like,
skill.
Next tier. It's beautiful. You have a beautiful mind.
That's my cannon. Stone disjointed crowd work.
Dodging realities of history as he goes down the pike.
I'm telling you right now.
Can I say something? A common misconception
that was we didn't. You know,
yeah,
we took a pause.
That.
I'm sorry. I talked.
Rewind.
About
no. It's no, not. No. Zach just.
We're going a million miles an hour. Yeah.
It's wild how quick Zach is. Mm-hmm. He goes death by cannon.
Stone disjointed crowd work.
Stone disjointed crowd work.
I mean, Zach, that's just...
And Cannon is the originator of the... Notorious! Because he's so gay, I use that for him.
Amazing.
The worst part of the conquest was when the settlers asked, where are you from? Are you guys dating?
Dougie,
may I just say real quick, and then we can move on. A common misconception is that when Columbus came over and everything, they killed the Native Americans with these blankets and, you know, like the disease.
They chopped their fucking hands off.
No. Let me finish, fat ass. And so... I'm sorry.
Oh, my God, dude.
You know what? I'm racist now. Fuck Ian.
But it wasn't an intentional thing to bring disease. It was just because the natives had never been around Europeans before. So, like, different... You know, like germs and
like
things on their bodies. And they, like, eating. Like, the diet killed off so many people.
Well, I think that's another part of it as well, right? So back
then...
Because
they did share meals like Thanksgiving.
That didn't happen.
Yeah, it did.
The Thanksgiving meal, dude...
Let me have this.
That one is confirmed. In fact,
really?
People that are on your side that think the natives were fucking...
I don't think all of them were. There were a couple savages in the group.
But I'm letting you know
and that's all it takes.
Yeah. Yeah,
I think the vast majority of Native Americans were, I'm talking about like acting like, not even acting human. Like you would, is this crazy to say in 1492?
I mean, they're, you
in
know, like,
1492,
we've all evolved, you know.
Jorge,
like,
these are your people. This is where you came from.
Jorge,
you can agree with that, Jorge.
Me,
get on mic.
Who's Jorge?
Jorge, you can agree
get
with
on
this.
The mic. Who's right?
Can we hold on before Jorge, hold on, before Jorge talks, first of all, Jorge is now Native American. He's no longer Mexican. We need Native American drum music while Jorge
too.
Speaks, okay?
Boom, boom, boom,
no,
boom,
we
boom,
have
boom,
sound.
Oh, okay.
I don't need you to fucking to beatbox it, Ian. We could have a producer fucking.
Stop
pulling
fucking
up.
Michael Winslow. Here.
We got it, Ian. There we go. Well, we don't want the other guy talking over it, Shannon.
That's John Trudell.
That was his thing.
Yeah. Oh, that was his thing.
That's my guy.
Oh. Okay.
John Trudell.
Oh, I see. So that's his thing. He does poems
Native
over
American music with poems, yeah.
Oh, God, it's depressing.
You should watch his.
Did you
his
watch the Curse yet?
Mm-mm.
Okay, go watch The Curse. You're literally acting like the main character in The Curse.
Is he like a fag?
Well, it's the chick and her husband, and they're like fucking super woke, and they're like it's so beautiful, the Native American culture, because they're developing on their land.
No,
but
shit.
They're fucking, the whole thing is, and they keep on like relocating these Mexican people into shittier housing, but yeah. They're like pretending to be these good people.
Oh, that's great.
So they can have a home and garden TV show. It that's rules. Great. It's so good.
I love it. Nathan Fielder.
Yeah, I haven't seen that.
It's so good.
I'm not pretending. I'm a fucking piece of shit.
Yeah.
I'm not pretending I'm a this, that, the other. A handful were savages. They weren't good.
Jorge, 1492. Play some music, Shannon, please.
Yeah, I mean, but you know, the Puritans were fucking burning people at the stake.
Yeah.
Right?
Shannon, why'd you get the funkiest of all the Native American music? What is happening today? I mean, keep it on. I like that. This is more
this
Jorge.
This is like when Paul Simon hooks up with a black chick. This is the music that plays.
That's a great joke. Ah, shit. There we go. So, Jorge, talk to me. I mean, these are your people. 1492, we're talking about full-fledged monkey people.
Oh, my God.
Like jumping up and down, just eating bugs off each other. Am I wrong or am I right?
Sorry, you're just spit off. See, we're 87% wrong. Savages. I just fucking
I can be open to being wrong here, by the way. I'm saying let's actually fact-check right now because I'm trying to learn. I'm woke. That's progress, is trying to learn and trying to open your mind. So tell me that I'm wrong. I want to be wrong.
You're 87% wrong, yes.
87% wrong.
Just like he was just saying with the Puritans and the Catholic Church in Europe, like there's plenty of stuff going on that was just crazy chaos, savagery of people murdering each other for no reason.
Of course.
If that happens everywhere in every civilization.
But I'm saying
read King Leopold's Ghost.
But at that time, we can even admit, right, the American Indians, like, all right, right now, American Indians, compared to our normal society, comparatively, they're still pretty savage.
No. Because of us! Because of what we did to them! And what their own people do to them.
There's like four of them.
Because when their own people get power... Yo, dude, it's fucking nuts what these fucking, savages do to their own people.
Wow.
When they get money from the casinos, they literally...
Are you talking about the other buy guys who give you AIDS?
they have mansions in... by the reservations, and then the reservations don't have running water.
That's the local firefighter. Cheap running water.
Yeah.
But the fucking people don't give their own people water, and then they blame it on the white man.
Can I have another cup of coffee?
I'm gonna stop being serious and defending people that would chop my head off if they ever.
They
met me.
Would. They fucking scalp you.
There's
dude.
A lot of people that would do that. Like, oh yeah. Back then, the 1700s, they get a wind of what you've been doing on the side. Oof.
But Jorge,
they're making
an
example.
Who was right, me or Lewis?
You.
Jorge, yes. you're being a little cuck. And that's my problem with you.
That's
right?
His name.
That's his name. Oh, God. Right there. Right there.
You know what I want to know, though?
What?
Well, you're the fucking telescope.
I do want to know. I said 1492.
1453.
They invented it for like, Columbus.
I think it was like BC something. I bet it was invented like 800 BC or something.
Black cock.
When was Galileo?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Because I feel like that would help us.
I don't know, man. I just remember...
Some form of it, I bet, was like caveman era.
Well, no, hold on. We said 1791 they discovered Uranus. So, I mean, how far is Uranus? Well, let's think about how many planets...
About this close to my balls.
How many planets away is Uranus? Does anybody know?
I don't know. Is my tank a planet?
I think it's...
Sixth or seventh. And what are we? We're third rock from the sun?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's the TV show.
Yes. French.
Got Uranus it. Is the seventh planet from the sun.
The seventh planet, Uranus. So that's pretty fucking far, dude. And we're third. All right, so it's only four planets away from us. So we had to discover the other ones before that, likely, right? And we kept on making more and more powerful telescopes. That's my assumption. It wasn't like we missed Uranus with the telescope that we had. My assumption was the telescopes started becoming more and more powerful. We just started discovering things that were further and further away.
Yeah, but the first one probably saw across like a field.
Just looking at slaves.
Yep.
Yep, there they are. They're working.
They're still working.
That's my star. All right, we're having our timelines all fucked up here.
I know.
I'm going to say, I'm going
to... When were the dinosaurs?
Is it fucking... Is a T-Rex trying to reach a telescope with his arms?
racist T-Rex looking at slaves.
Velociraptor invented a telescope and went, clever girl.
That was good. It's a fun show. By the way, we haven't even done a single topic. We're 41 minutes into the fucking show.
Minus
3 minutes on plugs. Fine, cocksuckers. We're 38 minutes into today's show. We've done just this day in history. That's how good this podcast has been so far. We're just up against the telescope, and we haven't even found out when the telescope was invented. It's just that Uranus was discovered in 1791.
81.
I'm going even earlier, guys. I'm going the year 1207.
Ooh.
AD.
Real ass science.
1207.
Are all the guesses in now?
What was your guess?
Like BC era.
Before
like
Christ. You think before Jesus, they were looking through telescopes?
There was some sort of...
I will suck Ian's pecker on the show if it's BC. I'll suck his dick directly on the show. Suck his little pecker.
Some form of telescope. No, some form of looking glass.
Looking glass. That's not what I said.
Some form of something to hold a liquid.
Doggy, I'm not even sure that glass was invented BC. I didn't know that they had glass before Christ, doggy. All
right, okay.
They had to use
1100.
Oh, you piece of shit. Your price is right again.
Wow. Come on down.
I don't think I'm right. I think you're probably right.
What did you say?
I said 1453. Sounds late now, but I locked in.
Dude, 1207.
Please let it be like midnight on 1231 BC. So Lewis has to suck my dick.
By the way, I can tell you that in 1500 BC.
Can you? Sorry.
Glass was invented. 1500
BC. You think that they, in that same time period, like, dude, telescope, let's go.
Let's
no, they were doing a glass,
dude,
a plate.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to kill you with this fucking glass.
Yeah. They probably tried a glass knife a few times and it didn't work the way they wanted to. No, you're not going to get your dick sucked. I'm going to need proof. She's not going to invent. She's not going to go to Wikipedia and fucking change the page.
What is it? Do we have the answer, Shannon?
I do have the answer. Does everyone have their guesses in?
I know it was after Christ. I'll tell you that much.
Okay.
Shannon, if you lie to me, you're fine.
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm telling you the real answer. This is the real answer. It is 1608 AD.
God damn, I was wrong.
1608.
Everybody's
way
wrong.
Later.
Yes,
everybody's way later. Way later. So I said that initially. I was like, way later than that.
It wasn't BC.
No.
Oh, I see it here. Yes, BC. 1608 BC.
Right. Before glass.
I'm just glad Ian stole the dumbest, guys.
Let's take a quick moment and thank Yo Delta for supporting today's show. Longtime supporter of the show. If you're over 21 years old and living in a state where Delta 8 is legal, which I believe is 49 or 50 states. I want to say 50. I don't want to say 50 and then be wrong, but I believe it's 50 states.
That sounds about right. And you guys know what Delta 8 is. Something found in hemp that can be legally shipped to various states and it gets you high. YoDelta.com has a great mix of gummies, vapes, and... a little bit of pre-roll action they sent us. Really enjoying those, Lou. But let me tell you, Delta 8 works, and these products should be taken responsibly.
Just go to YoDelta.com, have it shipped right to your house, and it's already affordable, but if you want to save a little bit more cashola, use the promo code GAS, G-A-S. You're going to save 25% off your order today. Once again, that's YoDelta.com, promo code GAS for 25% off. All right, let's get back into it. I just feel like Jorge and Ian are both being super woke about the American Indians in 1492. Talk to me about like just the murder rate amongst American Indians in 1492. I can't imagine how bad it is.
What about the
murder
rate?
We don't talk
about
Indian on Indian crime.
Yeah.
Well, Chicago.
We call it peer on peer violence now. What about fucking the Moors and the conquest, the Ottoman Empire and the conquests all the way over there? It's not like the Native Americans were the only savages.
No,
that
I'm saying comparatively.
Yeah, Mongolians were great.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you're talking about like the most savage culture of all time who went and like murdered everybody.
What, but the Crusades?
Yeah.
Inquisition, yeah.
Do you know about the Crusades?
Yeah, dude.
What?
The religious Crusades in the times of
1600
helmets.
BC.
helmets. Times of helmets and horses.
The days of helmets and horses.
No, I hate the whole Indigenous People Day, land acknowledgement, la-di-da-di-da. We didn't do it, but you got to admit, we fucked those people up in a bad way that was not... It was.
Yeah, but on the other side of the coin, you can go, we fucked those people
up. And nobody does it like us. Yeah. When Hitler... thinks America's going to be okay with the Holocaust because of what we did to the Indians, you got to admit, it's kind
of
bad.
So, Shannon, do me a favor. Pull up a list of the top worst atrocities that When you say we, I mean who?
United
who?
States, I guess.
We. What did we do?
The United States. Well, that's a different argument.
So hold on. When did the U.S. come into it? When did we come into play? Because in my opinion, weren't a lot of these Native Americans already slaughtered by Italy and fucking Europe before we even got here?
Well, again, like the land was what was needed. And in order to get the land, you got to get rid of the people.
Right? So the English slaughtered them. We didn't do shit.
But I mean, that's
we fucked up the English. So technically,
we're heroes.
We're heroes. Yeah. We're bully stoppers. But yeah,
Andrew Jackson, though, he had quite the run.
Yeah.
With Native Americans.
Maybe.
Killed a lot of motherfuckers.
I feel like it's a lot of hearsay.
The Trail of Tears. The Trail of Tears is hearsay.
Underrated Europe song. Cherokee rules.
Can I tell you the greatest Native American song ever is Tim McGraw, Cherokee Nation? Have you ever heard this?
No.
He just lies about being a Native American the entire song. And he's like, I'm a little bit Choctaw, gonna skin your ass raw.
Dude, I've
Cherokee people.
To get on writing staffs, I've heard people like go like, oh, I'm 9%.
No.
Yeah. Oh my God, dude. For
fucking
sure.
Fucking ridiculous.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but right, I feel like writing staffs, they still hire a lot of white guys still.
No.
They hire the old whites. Whoever the friends were when they started doing comedy in Boston in the 80s. That's
it's crazy. Sometimes you see some of like the writing rooms. You're like, we all know that girls can't write as well as guys. So why would you have a majority female writing staff?
Yeah.
You're just saying I don't want this show to be as good as it could be.
I will say some of the best writers I've worked with are women. But like, you should just have a diverse room no matter what. Just because.
Notorious.
Oh, you're right. Yeah.
Every time you just compliment
Dan,
a woman.
Superior Donuts is not coming back.
No,
every
okay?
time, so
trust me, I wish. I wouldn't be on fucking producing my shitty ass special.
Every time you
it's
guys compliment.
You. Let's think positively. I watched it. It's good.
Did you watch it?
Yes.
Thank you.
Yeah, a clip. I watched a clip.
The clip was good. Not great.
The clip's good.
Good. Yeah, good.
I would have gone with something else, but you know, you're
that's
doing
what you're
it.
Using to promote it.
Yeah. Interesting.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I love that.
Dance
for you.
Fatty Dance. Check it out. Dan St. Germain. So fucking funny. Fuck. Check it out if you're watching the show.
Ian's so condescending.
What? How am I condescending?
You poked into him. You said, Dance Fatty Dance.
That's the name of his special. Yeah. It wasn't an instruction.
I will say, Ian takes it.
Huh?
You know?
He gives it, too.
Yeah, he gives it, too. Yeah. No, but not many comics can take it as well as Ian.
Thank you, my friend.
It's not a compliment.
There's been a guy in the racist live chat for like 2 or 3 days now that keeps on posting Ariana Grande has the greatest feet of all time. And it's just, he keeps on saying it. And I feel like he must be. This is what all he posts. Have you guys been seeing this guy, Jorge and Shannon? He's not spamming. He's not doing it often enough.
I guarantee you it's just small feet and this guy wants to fuck kids.
Maybe. No, small feet are hot. On a chick,
well,
dude. Small feet are hot. Like you put a fucking little tiny toe in your mouth, it's fucking hot.
Ew.
Yeah.
Wait, like you're it. Saying ew?
I don't like feet.
You fucking blown guys in abandoned warehouses.
And I also don't like. There were people living there.
And they had shoes on.
It was.
They had shoes on, Dan.
So this guy. I also don't like. Here's the thing. This guy's not spamming. It's not like he's writing it over and over again. He just writes it once every 5 minutes.
Matter
or so.
Of fact.
Once every 5 minutes or so, hey, Ariana's got the...
We've got to see the feet.
Can we pop them up?
Can we please see Ariana Grande's
feet? Can we give this guy what he wants?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're good feet.
What's so good about those feet?
Nothing to write home about.
They're great. Yeah, you wouldn't suck on her toes? Are you out of your fucking mind?
She looks like she's scabs on her
feet. I suck on them.
I don't know what that is. That's a weird scabby foot chin.
I think it's tattoos. Because it was talking about covering up something about Pete Davidson.
Oh.
I think they're tattoos.
You would have to look at Pete Davidson's
I will say a foot with a tattoo is fucking hot. Like a tattoo on the foot going up.
Not connected to a leg, just fucking a foot.
Just a foot with a tattoo.
So Sean like Famario, King of the Races live chat, says dancers do not have good feet. My girlfriend is a dancer. Her feet are good. It's not fucking Ariana Grande feet. You know, right. She's got a fucking, you know.
Are they all like scrunched up and stuff?
No. She really takes care of her feet. She gets them like all fucking.
Is this your girl?
My girl. Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it's not like. Yeah, it's not like fucking, no offense, babe. I mean, come on, that's a little tiny fucking Ariana Grande foot. That's like you want to take a little glass slipper off it and just fucking put the whole foot in your mouth.
Have you ever seen Chinese girl bound feet?
Yeah, it's fucking intense.
Yeah, there's like hooves. They like have a crease in the middle.
It's rough, man.
Yeah, it's not. Huh. I don't always love.
I'm against that.
Yeah. You know what? I wasn't, but now I am.
Let's see. All right, let's talk. What
God
is it?
Ew. Damn, dude.
The bound foot.
Yep. It kind of looks like Ariana Grande's if you don't shave those bunions.
It looks like my neck on her foot.
Let's see. Long John of Race Life just says Ariana Grande is mid. Long John, please post a picture of yourself right now. I just want to see who's saying Ariana Grande
she's
is
the
mid.
The hottest fucking chick.
She. I mean,
I don't know if she's hot, but she's hot.
I'm over it. Like when she first came out, I was like, God fucking damn, holy shit, is she something, right?
Yeah.
And then everyone started being like, dude, you're a fucking pedophile, and I was like, I guess that's weird. Then I shamed myself out of being as attracted to her as I was.
Well, it's all fake. It's all fake. Like you see old Ariana Grande pictures, it's like
really?
Yeah. It's
what
it's
do you
like,
mean it's all fake?
Chloe it Gretchen, is. She did so much fucking work. She does not look like the same person.
She looks like a fucking hot Latina.
No,
chick.
The one before that.
That's when she was first on like Nickelodeon. That's when my son
this
was watches
like before,
her.
Before like even that, I think. But
my son watches that show that she's on Nickelodeon all the time. Just humps his hands as he fucking watches her.
I like Olivia Rodrigo. She's cute.
I don't even know who that
she's
is.
She's cute, yeah. She's also like talking about like, oh, men are terrible. Oh, and she has like a song called like Perfect American Tits. I'm like ironically, but I'm like, you have perfect American tits. What the fuck are you talking about?
Tits are coming back right now.
I love tits.
Yeah.
I love tits, guys. Tits are cool.
Tits are kind of making a comeback right now.
I think they are.
Yeah. I feel like we were...
Sydney Sweeney leading the charge.
Yeah. Look Who's at this?
Her. What a babe.
Olivia Rodrigo.
She looks really young, Ian. Jesus.
Does she?
Yeah.
She's like 21,
but
I think.
But yeah, would, obviously. I don't even know who that bitch is.
That's a better picture. Look at her.
Okay. She looks like she's disgusted by you, Ian.
I like
That's
it.
Why you like that. Look at that face. Yeah. Like, Ian, ew.
Do you have a picture where she looks like over it and you could tell she's making fun of my little dick?
Yeah, that's it.
Look at her.
Yep,
like,
there it is.
Ugh. Put it away. Put it away, Ian.
Really? 10
Jesus,
seconds?
We're on a city bus.
Even worse. We're on a city bus.
That's what Ian comes on her face. It's fucking AIDS cum.
Oh, I love the idea of Ian coming like Rip Taylor throwing fucking confetti.
I do look like when I come, I go, Gadzooks.
Zoinks.
Zoinks.
Yeah, so she's your top girl?
No, my top girl is Meg Thee Stallion.
Meg Thee Stallion. Stop it.
His top girl is Dennis Rodman.
That's your top. No.
Oh my God. I'm in love. I DM'd her on January 1st.
You did not.
I swear to God.
What'd you say to her?
Look at her. I said,
No, I want to see this DM.
I said, Happy New Year. No one better.
Oh, my God,
love
dude.
You, Meg.
Did she read it?
No.
Never read it.
Of course she didn't. She's got like fucking 50 million.
That was like the gayest DM I could ever see. No
I'm
one
sure
better,
that's not the
no
gayest DM you sent. I'm sure that's not
true.
The gayest DM you sent.
Very true.
Who's your top girl, DST?
Of course, my wife. I'm trying to think of like who's the
His wife's pretty hot.
She's great.
Pretty
cool,
toy.
Too.
Pretty toy.
By the way,
I've decided, Shannon, the top girl segment will now just be, well, it's going to ask the guests who their top girl is, and then we'll decide if they're, we can put them into the, we'll have the what do they call them, that the kids do?
The tears.
I keep going back to Alexandra Daddario. She's like, fucking believable.
Oh, wait, was she the chick that was in True Detective?
True Detective, yeah.
Yeah.
She's unbelievable.
Yeah, she's pretty ridiculous.
She kind of reminds me of Julia Fox.
She's way hotter than Julia Fox.
Julia Fox in Uncut Gems is unreal. Oh, my God. Yeah. What a babe.
Well, True Detective, that's the one.
That's pretty fucking wild. Yeah, she's wild.
Yeah.
Obviously, she's got great eyes.
Her hair's nice.
Great tits. Yeah, this is what the boys want.
Mm-hmm.
This is what the boys want.
But like some of these girls on Instagram.
But can I just tell you, I almost feel like an actress, like an A-list actress can't be the fucking top girl. The same way just an Instagram whore. Or I'm sorry, like an OnlyFans whore can't be the top girl.
I thought you were going to not say whore when you went, oh, I'm sorry.
No, I meant whore. I meant that.
What if I was like Ruth Bader Ginsburg because of her intellect?
No, we hate that.
Yeah, we're where we're at because of that bitch.
There's got to be something about him.
Dan, who's the top wrestling girl?
That's a good question.
Luna.
I don't know, man.
I think it's Gigi Dolan.
She's hot. She's got a fat ass.
Yeah.
Old Darby.
I don't
know. She used to date him.
Alexa Bliss is so pretty, but
And Nikita Lyons too.
Nikita Lyons. I'm not like a Nikita Lyons.
No, I like
guy.
That fucking. I talked about her last time. The Spanish chick.
Was Zelina Vega?
No,
she's
no, she's not where in the WWE yet. She's in NXT.
NXT. Yeah.
Yeah. She's well, she was a Bellator yeah. fighter. What the fuck's her name again, dude? Her ass is wild.
Let's Amanda Nunes, not so much, but
Shannon, do one at a time. Just what's the girl's name I'm talking about?
I don't know how to answer that one.
You should be Googling the keywords that I said. Bellator yeah. and NXT.
NXT.
What the fuck's her name?
I mean, Mandy Rose, who was fired for like judging guys' dick.
Lola Vice,
yeah.
Lola Vice.
Yeah, but when she was in Bellator, that's when I found her, and then I was like, this bitch is wild. And she's like a hot Colombian bitch. She's got a fat, she got no titties, but she got a fat ass. Ooh. Like crazy fat ass. Ooh. Pull up her Instagram, Shannon. This is the fuck the right. Fuck these promos. Fuck that, dude.
Fuck that.
Pull up the photos because on Instagram, this is why it's the best. Especially girls at this level, because she's not like famous like Alexandra Daddario famous, who likely is not running her own Instagram, who just, you know, has a media company that puts mm-hmm. on like amazing photos, right? Yeah. But like this chick has, she runs her own social media, right? So the photos she's picking of herself are only fucking smoking, dude.
Whoa. Oh, yeah, she's great.
You gotta see her ass. Her ass is funky, dude. Look at that. It's wild.
Damn. Wow. Let's look at the comments.
It's just me. Yeah, she takes pictures with her sister, who's also like a hot Latina chick fighter, and they just get on the beach together and they do weird lesbian shit. It's fucking hot as fuck. Look at that one right there, Shannon. You know. Wait, the one. Yeah, by the way, this time I didn't even have to say the one. I said that one, Shannon, and she clicked exactly.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah, is she in a jet ski reading a Bible?
I don't know what's
going on. No, what does that say?
Something breakout.
She's a breakout star.
That might be her contract.
Oh.
Yeah. She's, holy moly. She's actually trying to get away from Vince. And
someone goes, let me sniff it.
She goes, I do whatever I want. I get whatever I want. This bitch is also a fucking black belt in jujitsu, a black belt in taekwondo.
She would fuck me up.
She would fuck, like, dude, she would fuck you up. She's actually a tough, badass bitch. There's something about that fucking gets me going.
Yeah, for sure.
Something that's like elite level like that. It's not just a pro wrestler. I know they're like elite looking, but it's more performance.
You
know,
she may be too skinny for you, but Maxine Dupree is a new one in WWE. She's like real pretty.
Would you have sex with her if she was like, the second you come, I have to beat the shit out of you? Like hospitalize you, beat
that's
you up,
part of it.
Yeah, I'm gonna come
back.
The second she beats
me?
The shit out of me.
I don't know.
Skip the sex. Just start fucking pounding away.
I think that I am, and this I'm gonna get a lot of flack for this. So the fans are gonna fucking really. They're about to trash me. I am experienced enough in martial arts.
This sentence already is like just such a hate sentence.
I am experienced enough in martial arts that a girl that size. Mm-hmm. Wouldn't be able to hospitalize me. I'm not saying that I could beat her in a fight.
I don't think that was that bad, honestly, what you just said.
No, I don't think that she's 120 pounds. I do jiu-jitsu. I've trained boxing and Muay Thai, you know, enough. And I'm a big guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, she's not going to hospitalize me. I'm saying, like, she's fast. If we were in a, if me and that girl got into a ring in an organized fight, it's sad to say she would beat me in that fight. She would beat me. Because she knows that she's a high level athlete. I'm slow and fat and fucking. I'm just saying, if it came down to like just in a in the street, if it was came to, I'm gonna be able to hold my own to where I'm not being hospitalized.
I'm not saying street. I'm saying in the bedroom. The second you jizz, she's beating the fuck out of you, and you have to defend yourself. At your most vulnerable.
The point I'm making is yes. You're not understanding what I'm saying.
Man, how can you beat that? There you go. I think that's the end.
I would hold my own until she gave up. She'd eventually be like, all right, I'm not going to finish this guy off again. Yeah, but I think like, so there's like, it's not, and I guess maybe if there was like somebody, there's just something about an elite level bitch. Pull up that other Reina Van Renavilla de Dingham. That karate. Reina's easy. That she was top girl for a hot minute too, and she's a martial artist. There's just something fucking that's very real about what they do.
Old Gina Carano is like,
yeah, dude,
gorgeous.
But it doesn't. Pro wrestler bitches don't do it for me the same way that they would do it for me, or an athlete.
You knew they would, could fight.
An athlete is fucking. There's something really hot.
Yeah.
About them being like straight up, like we were talking about this the other day, like about
Libby
Dunn.
I'm really into that. She's cute. Yeah, the track, the girl who got popped for weed, who was about to go to the Olympics.
I don't know.
Shikari.
Yeah, she's really hot. Yeah,
I like Jackie Joyner Kersee.
I'm going to show you that Maxine Dupree, the one that Dan nails. Said before.
I'm wondering if I think she's
really
pretty.
Ooh.
Yeah, obviously beautiful.
Yeah.
Yes. Look at that leg muscle.
But there's, I think you like her more because she's like in pro wrestling.
Right. Well, she's not an athlete. No.
But it's like if she
there
was,
I am with her right there.
But just like, but her comparatively,
can I smell you?
Her comparatively to like other famous women, and she's not like she's not even, you know, like yeah, she's.
She's for smoking,
to me, dude. For an Instagram bitch, she wouldn't be somebody that would get a big following because of how she looks.
For an incel like me, bro.
Yeah, but it's only because she's impressive.
You're underestimating the public.
Let me just say this. A lot of guys like Rhea Ripley.
That's my
DSJ. DSJ. If she were an actress on an HBO show,
she would just be another.
You wouldn't even look at her. You wouldn't even think about her. It's because she's into something.
You're
the
pig.
Little boy in you. It's tapping into the little boy in you who used to be into Sonny.
Now he's listening.
Yeah. Yes.
Tapping into a little boy.
Oh, a boy in
I'm
him?
All
I'd
ears.
Like to watch.
Aruga. The you're tapping into the your little, because I'm the same way, dude. Like fucking. By the way, Sonny. That was like my chick.
1996 Sunny is all time.
The fact that she became a hooker that you could just buy, I swear to God,
not the same Sunny. She did not look the same.
No, she didn't look the same, but just honestly, just for the memory, I think a few years ago I could have done it. If I could have.
Yeah, you should have.
I should, because it was an opportunity.
Can't now.
You
can't now.
She's in jail, right?
She's in jail for like fucking 10 years.
Conjugals.
Why? What'd she do?
Killed a guy. In a car.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Drunk driving.
Ugh.
But it was like her 10th fucking Dewey.
Poor Sonny. Poor gal. Sonny. You hear people that are, I mean, she was so, dude, God, this, when was I was, like, when I was 12.
Dave. Dude, that was my number one.
Oh, I mean, all God. The, and all these photos, like literally these specific photos.
Plus, like, the most downloaded woman on the internet when the internet was like fresh.
Plus, like the fact that she was like, she fucked and she loved drugs. Like,
did
that
she?
All
I didn't know any of, I didn't know any of that. It was pure.
Who'd she fuck?
She was with Chris Candido, but then she started fucking a bunch of, yeah.
I think she had Blue Sabu. Yeah, I mean, she's.
He was like.
Wow. Oh, Sonny, no.
Right before he comes, he just jumps through a table. Yeah.
Dude, yeah, Sabu was the fucking man.
Dude, I love Sabu.
Dude, ECW.
Dude, Sabu is unhinged on Twitter.
Sabu's real.
Sabu is, I don't even know if he was alive still.
Sabu drops like hard slurs. Dude, the other day somebody posted that they made him.
Sabu makes Luis Gomez look like fucking.
Somebody posted that they made him in the new wrestling game, and he writes back, "You need to make me more muscular and fix my outfit." Like, he responded to them. He bullied a guy into making his creative character more muscular.
That's fucking hilarious. Let me pull up Sabu's Twitter. I want to see it.
Oh, dude, it's I almost got my ass kicked by him.
Let's see. As per request, I made the real Sabu ECW.
Smear the... Hey, Ian's trending.
What? Smear the queer. I'm trending.
Dude, Sabu was never
He was never that muscular.
Never that muscular. I saw Sabu in ECW, the Orange County Fairgrounds, against Too Cold Scorpio.
Too Cold was a badass. Bro.
That was just like
was
they
Dark Side.
They did shit in ECW when it was like these guys weren't making money. It reminds me of like comedy, like when we all first started, where everyone like for everyone that's a star now, we all started with nobody made money. Mm-hmm. Everyone was just doing it, and I don't even understand when it happened where everyone just started like making some cash and having some success on varying degrees.
Fingers crossed.
I saved myself. I was like, on varying degrees.
Our old boss fucked all of us over.
Doggy, but like ECW was like almost like back in the day where like you go to the fucking Creek and Cave. And everyone would be there. You know what I'm saying? Like, and not even just like the Dan Soders and the Mark Normans or of the world, but I'm talking about, what's his name? Fucking the guy who became a massive rapper.
Donald Glover.
Yeah, Donald Glover
was
fucking there.
Dude, everybody was good. There was a time where like we were all like, the lineups were like insane.
You know, the creek, like, in the cave was
the shows weren't very good.
I went to, because it was fucking 13 people and everyone was just doing it for tacos.
Yeah.
But the reality is, like, if you look at the lineups, right? I was at the creek in Austin. And I'll always go to the creek in Austin. Always support the creek in Austin. But they have the pictures, the Mindy Tucker pictures, and they have them all over the creek still, which is fucking awesome. But you got to, like, stand up on a chair to, like, actually look at them. And you just see, you're like, God fucking damn it. Yeah. Everybody went to the creek.
Yeah.
Everybody. And I always say this, and I won't go off on another speech because I talked about this recently on the podcast, but it's like, when you go to Austin, don't just go to the fucking Mothership or Vulcan or one of these places.
Yeah.
Go support the creek, because Rebecca Trent put all of these guys on before there was any reason, except for the fact that she fucking created, like, a truly loving environment that comedians want. Like, do you just be like, dude, I'm gonna go to the creek and get some tacos?
I remember
and
when
have
we started, it was just like places like Broadway and, like, just trying to fucking rape
just
us.
Just the shittiest.
Night, you know?
There was the devoid of all of, like, the passion and what was cool about comedy were places like, and RIP Al Martin, he just died, but Broadway Comedy Club or Stand Up New York or fucking, and I shouldn't say, because I still go to, I'll still go to Stand Up New York and Comic Strip. And there's a kernel of that still there.
Strip works me, so I like Tommy. But
even,
I like those guys.
Even forgetting just working me, because I do work there. I haven't been to Stand Up New York in a very, very long time. But those places were started based off of, like, and so was Broadway as well. I think certain places got away from it, and Broadway was one of those places that got away from, like, the romantic side of why we all did it. Yeah. We all just did it to, like, fucking get attention and tell dick jokes at night, and there was no, you know, bigger picture there in the fucking beginning. It was just to do it. Nobody knew there was even a path to making money. When you hear about the money that some of these guys are making now, it's surprising to me now. You hear, I won't say names, but you hear about certain people that you're like, they made that in a weekend. You're like, I didn't even know it was possible. I thought you'd have to be the president to make like in a speaking engagement in a fucking football stadium to make that much money in a weekend.
Even bare minimum, like most comics we know, even if they're not, like, selling at theaters, they've either been on TV, they've fucking written on a show, you know, like, we have such a successful group that we came up with.
Well, that's why when people talk about Austin being, like, the mecca for comedy, you're like, doggy,
dude, New York. In fucking 2010, 2011.
Forget 2010, 2011. It still currently is. Let's not get it fucking twisted.
Yeah.
Austin has got 100%. A dozen great comics, okay? Yes. And then they got a bunch of fucking guys who couldn't fucking cut it here, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's
Let's
true.
Get real.
No, that's 100%.
Let's fucking get real. Those guys that
see me at Moon Tower next
that couldn't cut it in fucking New York and L.A., all those motherfuckers move down to Austin, and then they become, it's literally a schmooze fest down there, and who you know, and then they're like the guys on the scene. But no fucking offense, let's get real, these guys couldn't get up. They couldn't get up. A lot of those guys, there's 30, 40 guys that are down in that Austin scene now. They couldn't even get up in New York City.
I mean, you're completely right, but I'd also love to work the Mothership.
But I will say,
I mean, it's not a knock on the Mothership. Let's not pretend that the Austin scene holds a fucking candle to New York to this day.
I completely co-sign.
It's a nutty
thing. I did like a Hitler salute.
Yeah, you better be, dude. Yeah. Heil Lewis, dude. You're right, dude.
Heil Lewis. I will say, though,
brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen,
Nazi James Brown.
I want you to put your hands in the sky.
You don't have any Jew blood in you, do ya?
Rattlesnake, praise him.
I will say the whole Austin thing is like, well, everyone that's good down there is New York, though. That's still like, whether you couldn't cut it here, whatever, it's still New York.
Shane literally became the best comic in every city. You know what I mean? You can't, you can't just say, oh, he's an Austin guy.
But that's the thing. That's why New York's
great.
I'm putting
more time on my thing.
What?
On my meter.
Oh.
He's paying his parking.
A little more time on the meter.
Mm-hmm. I got a double dose of Amico today doing Spook Show after this.
Yeah. Be a great day, buddy. It's a Spook Show.
What movie are you watching?
Videodrome.
I fucking love Videodrome.
I picked it for you.
I tried to watch it with my mom. She made me turn it off.
That's a genuinely great movie. So you can't even make fun of it. All right.
Back to it. New York is the reason why Austin's good, I think. Because so many Austin comics now
from New York. Some LA guys move down there as well, but a lot of the New York guys are what, you know.
I'm speaking out of my ass. I don't know.
No, it's true, though. But, like, no, the New York guys are it's just, you're talking about, like, comedy shouldn't be easy, right? And the idea that, somebody made this point. I don't know what show it was on, but they were just talking about, when you go to Austin, like, it's just like a higher quality of living for less money, which there is something to that. But it's like, that's why New York makes fucking killers. You're talking about the reason. You're talking about the pressure makes diamonds. You living in New York.
How many great comics have you seen just eat it in New York? Do you know what I mean? That's the thing.
On any given night, dude, Dan Soder or Ari Shaffir or Big J, any of these guys could get up at any given night and still have a fucking bad set in New York City. Because dude, guess what? Like in New York, we don't fucking celebrate celebrities the same way that other cities do. We don't fucking care. You'll get a pop. If Jerry Seinfeld comes into a comedy club, you're going to get a massive pop, obviously. But it's not the same thing. You'll walk down the street in New York City, and I've seen this happen. I used to promote on the streets in New York City. I used to sell comedy club tickets, right? And celebrities would walk through New York City. I remember one time Hugh Jackman just walked straight by us. A few people were like, oh, it's Hugh Jackman. Most people were like, all right, Hugh Jackman, get the fuck out of my way. I got to go to work.
Pissed off.
Yeah, but beat it, motherfucker. I'm the star of my own world. Yeah. Whatever their thing is, like, New York is a different energy and a different attitude. It smells like shit. There's rats everywhere. You're paying $3,000 a month for a tiny fucking apartment. You have five roommates. It fucking sucks. And in order to fucking make it work here, you have to fucking want it. Right. And this is also what happened with podcasting. Podcasting became too fucking easy. And Bobby Kelly said this to me a long time ago when he started Riotcast. He was like, I'm not bringing anybody onto the network because if you make it easy for people to podcast, it's going to be saturated with shit. You have to get the guys that really want it, that are going to put in the time, that spend the money in the equipment, that put the money into the marketing themselves, that you don't just do everything for them. And by the way, you see that the people that are at Gas Digital or any other podcast, the people that own it and are partners and that really fucking put as much as the production puts into it, those are the shows that grow. I'm sorry, I'm getting preachy as fuck right now, doggy.
Yeah, man.
Don't get me going.
That became one of those like entrepreneur Instagram reels.
Yeah, really.
You know, really.
Yeah. Just an ad for Shure microphones.
If you're waking up and not puking, I don't want to fucking know you.
Yeah. Real ass preaching.
I'm just saying, they talk shit about Austin being the mecca for comedy. It's like, no. It's the mecca.
New York's the mecca. New York is where you go to get great. And then
New York
Austin.
Is, well, I will say Chicago had a couple years in like 2007.
Boston, Philly.
There's a couple years. Really, every city really gets good. A couple years.
And they're also like, there's great comics from every scene. I'm just saying, in terms of being a comic and performing, I don't think that Austin offers people exactly what they're thinking it does. Mm-hmm. I think if you are friends with Shane, right, it's a good move. Mm-hmm. You're in because there people are sucking Shane's dick. But I think if you're just a comic that's just trying to fucking do, you watch it happen all the time. Like, I'm moving to Austin. They're like, all right, dude, good luck. Wherever you go, there you are.
Or you know,
if you stunk in New York and you weren't getting stage time because you were unlikable and nobody wanted to put you up because they're not your friends and you're not doing well enough.
Yeah,
that stink will follow you to Austin.
Dude, the weirdest move is like, we all know this move when you're in New York and you know a guy that's not doing well and they're like, I'm going to LA, man. You're like, what do you think is going to happen?
That was me years ago. Beginning of my career.
Only go to LA with something. That's it. I went with a job. You know what I mean? Like, otherwise, it's like,
I was about to go to LA when Beatrice was pregnant with James. I had my shit in storage, ready to go. We were shipping all of our stuff to Los Angeles, and Bobby Kelly convinced me not to go. And he said that. He was like, wherever you go, there you are. He's like, if you think you're going to run away from, and by the way, I'm talking about at the time, because this is all documented. My whole career has been documented as I podcast, right? So you can go listen to Legion of Skanks in the Gas Digital Archives. Lewis is going to LA part 1 through 4 because I was leaving. Every week it was a countdown to me leaving.
Yeah.
I was that close, right? They were trying to bring in Mike Fenoia to replace me. good job, Jay. Good choice. He's funny. He's a hilarious comic. But, I mean, come on. I'm fucking literally the point guard of podcasting. There's only one Luis J. Gomez, and that's
one
point
guard. Thank God for that.
Yeah, thank God.
There's four serial rapists in town. Be a wild thing.
Yo, do you know Mark Cohen?
Yeah.
He is, he hosted a show in like the 80s and 90s called like Make Me Laugh. Mm-hmm. He's the house MC at the Cellar in Vegas. He is one of my favorite jokes of all time. He goes, I was sleeping in my house and the police knocked on my door and they said, hello, we're looking for a neighborhood rapist. And so I said, all right, I'll get my coat.
I love it. All right, I'll do it. I was about to leave to LA and I ended up staying. But this is with anything. This isn't just with comedy. It's anybody in life can relate to it, right? When things aren't going the way you want them to go, it is very easy to look to external sources and go, that's the reason. Girls do this in comedy. They're like, oh, the industry hates me. Shut up. Are you out of your fucking mind, dude?
Everybody
if you're a girl or a gay guy, in comedy and you're not making money, mm-hmm. it's just because you're not good.
Yeah.
Sorry. You haven't put in the time, maybe. I'll give it, you're maybe really new. Really new. But if you're a girl or a guy in comedy that's been doing it for a while and you're not doing anything, you have nothing going on, you're just not good. I'm sorry. What do you want me to say? Do you agree with this? You must. You must agree with this. Of course.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Could you imagine a girl being really funny? Because every girl, girls typically are okay. You know, even the best of the girls are just okay. If they were dudes, we'd all be like, all right,
It's hard no matter what. Like, getting anything is fucking hard. But, you know, I mean, how many fucking straight, how many white, fat, bearded guys are funny? There's a lot.
There's so many. You know what I mean? Yeah, and they're all like, dude, you look at like a...
That's why Zach shaved.
But no, like, that's just the absolute truth, dude. And this, it used to be a little bit, I would say, being like black or Latino, you have to be more like serviceable to white people. You know what I'm saying?
It's not like that anymore.
I'm saying you can still do shit, but
you can sell a TV show wearing a do-rag.
I'm just saying that
is that funny?
Oh, he did.
Yeah.
I think that, yeah, if you're a fucking chick or a gay guy and you're not at least
having
like
the time of your life
on the fucking radar, it's because you're just not that good. I don't even know why I got to that point. I just really want to trash.
Well, I think the hardest thing
he was uncomfortable because we stepped away from the Native American stuff. He's like, How can we get back?
I think the hardest thing to do is to look yourself in the mirror, you know, some harder than others. And it's...
I just imagine all the fucking, just fucking swabs of cum that have been on your face after...
I can't make a guy
after
cum.
After lying to your girlfriend, just like looking in that fucking gas station mirror,
what
hating yourself.
2014?
There's no way that the mustache, like mine too, there's no way it's cleaner.
What do you mean?
Like, I feel like this definitely just like gathers muck from the universe and leaves it on my lip.
That's why I comb my mustache a lot. And after every time I eat, I splash water on my face to clean it out.
What about when you eat a man's butt?
I don't eat a man's butt.
You don't eat a man's butt?
Never, I don't eat
you've
a man's
never
butt.
Eaten a man's
butt. Oh, I didn't say I never have. I said I don't.
That's all I would do.
What?
I mean, I wouldn't do it. I'm saying if I had...
A man's ass is gross.
Just a woman's ass is delightful. So
it is. That's why I eat woman's ass. Well, and woman's ass that has a penis.
Let me say this. Oh, you're talking about trans. Okay, no, stop.
I don't eat man's ass.
You'll eat a tranny ass all day.
Why did you become? You became like all hood on that.
I won't eat a man's ass, but I'll eat a trans ass because I'm a man.
That's for sure.
Well, either way, I'm not eating today, guys.
Yeah, I love, dude.
Whatever gets you there.
Shannon, what diseases can you get from eating ass?
E. coli. You can get bacterial infections.
Shannon, because I go to fucking...
Town.
Town, go to Brown Town. Go to all downtown to Brown Town.
I do, yeah.
What?
When you start dating someone, you eat a lot of ass, and then, you know, after you live with them, you're like, all right, what's...
Yeah.
What's
now, my girl has to fight me off. She's like, please, I don't want to have a wet ass today. So yeah, I eat it like it's fucking... Like it's like Thanksgiving dinner, baby boy.
I got beans, it doesn't exist. Greens, potatoes, tomatoes,
lamb, rams, hogs, it's based dogs, on a lie.
Chicken, turkeys, you name it.
That's me. Every morning,
just going. You fucking
in the morning.
Still?
She'll wake up in the morning with me, just like in her ass, and then she's
you
like,
don't think
fight
it accumulates stink over the evening?
My mouth, probably.
Her
I feel bad for
her.
Yeah.
No. No.
No, the mouth is dirtier than the butt.
Yeah, she doesn't. Her butt doesn't accumulate.
Do you use
stink.
The pussy and butt as like mouthwash in the morning?
Sometimes I'll wait till she works out, and then I'm like, please let me go down then.
You love a sweaty butthole.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
No kink shaming from this corner.
No. Mm-hmm. It's fucking great, dude. Oh my
God. You can't be friends with Ian Finance and kink shame. It's impossible.
Yeah. Yeah.
But you wouldn't do that. You wouldn't go down to a chick that has just worked out.
I love it.
You would, see?
Yes.
Yes.
I do it. Since I enjoy it.
But for
that's
a girl,
how I got kicked out of Planet Fitness.
I thought it was a judgment-free zone.
That's why they call it crunch.
But that's, Shannon, that you wouldn't go down on a guy that just went to the gym. Like, you don't want sweaty balls in your mouth.
No, like, we can have, like, regular sex.
You'd have regular sex.
Yeah.
Would you think it's kind of hot that he was smelling
yeah,
and a little musty?
Yeah, I don't mind, like, the sweaty and stuff. That's fine.
But you wouldn't suck his dick.
I wouldn't, no. I wouldn't love that.
You need to wash your balls.
If I was a gay, so what I'm saying though is equivalent. The equivalent of that is like if I was a gay guy, I would be eating his fucking ass and licking his sweaty balls all day.
I don't like guy sweat and guy smell. I like girl sweat, girl smell. I want to lick your armpit after a workout, but a guy, I'm like, ugh.
Dude, armpit, yes.
Yeah. Woo-wee. I say, don't wear deodorant.
I lick
that's the worst when they wear deodorant, you lick, and it's like, ugh.
Parabens.
Secret.
Parabens.
Man, maybe I'm a prude now.
Why?
I just eat pussy.
You don't like armpits?
No, I'm not really a big armpit
guy.
Dude,
a nice shaved, sweaty little
Shannon,
armpit.
What diseases can you get from eating ass? I think about this all the time.
What can you get from eating armpit?
So it can transmit intestinal parasites such as Giardia and E. coli. You can also transmit hepatitis A and E and diarrheal
ass dude.
Ian's like, I gotta go. cartoon like to the clinic.
Diarrheal infections caused by.
No, guys, I said diarrheal ass dude. We need to. Damn, it was a good joke.
You can also get the diarrheal infections caused by Shigella. I don't know what that is. Amoebas and worms.
Shigella? I hardly knew it.
And of course, like all the STIs you can also get.
Yeah.
From eating ass.
Yep. Yeah. Herpes, HPV, gonorrhea, chlamydia. Syphilis.
Ass herpes in your mouth?
Yep.
Get the fuck out of here.
You sound like you're doing like Billy Joel, we didn't start the fire.
Gonorrhea, HPV.
Lewis don't like Cherokees.
He's on fire!
Wow. Very good. We're going to wrap this one up. This has been a fun fucking show.
This is really fun.
It's been good.
Great, dude. Love you guys. You guys are the best. Please go check out Dancing Jermaine's brand new special, Dance Fatty Dance, right now available on YouTube.
Yeah.
Share it with a friend. That's always fun. Yeah, that's a great way to do it. That's the way to get people to fucking start talking about it. Share it. Share it with friends.
Share it. And if you like wrestling, Wrestle Roast.
Wrestle Roast as well, guys. We'll check you guys on Friday. Brand new episode. Exclusively for subscribers. So make sure you guys subscribe. And yeah, we'll see you then. Peace.
That's all, folks.